Well, good evening to the Interbet team and welcome. Greville, big day, 1900, pointed to the July. We've got a pentrometer of 24, 8-meter false rail. The first race is off with 11.55 in a 10-race program. Start with a maiden juvenile plate, 1,200 meters. I think the right horse here might be Quest for Valor. Big price, and I'm certainly going to have a nice each way to start the day. Its bad run was on the poly, and then it ran in a feature. So the two runs before that were pretty decent. Tiger Cody with DeMello on it is favorite and deserves to be on his first run. It was a very good first run, and there was support for it. Mpulu Boss might improve, as might Kiate. First leg of the Bipods, race two, maiden juvenile plate, 1,200 meters. Too fast to Fiesta. Ignore its last start. It's got fortune on for Lucinda Woodruff. Should go really well. Boogie, number seven, looks like a big improver here. Certainly going the 1,200 meters. And that might be the horse they all got to beat. I'd have a close look at Gild the Lily as well. Big price, this one. Finished at the back of the field, but it might improve quite a lot from that. There doesn't seem much else there. And certainly of the horses they race, they need to go in the bipot. Race three, maiden plate, fillies and mares, 1,800 meters. I initially thought Greek Heiress, and I see they're taking the blinkers off her. She's been a perennial underachiever. Ignore last start, she's way ahead of the speed rating. Pop Hop Spinnercop has been backed into favorite number seven. Improved last run, but I didn't think this form was too good at all. Last run, a splash of love would be a big player and might give him a birthday present. Drawn six, Michaela McKell rides her. Ignore her last start completely. She was drawn in the bush and she never got the best of it at all. She ended up having to be pushed and shoved to get into a position. And then Annie's Song, blinkers put on this one. Doesn't look to be the right one on the betting, but you never know. Zaki, blinker strike can end up causing a bit of an upset. So that goes into everything. Race four, conditions 1,600 meters. July candidates all over the place. Note to self, I think it's sharp for this horse. 8 on 18, well, he was a hot favorite for the Met and ran a poor race. Interesting that Zaki gets the ride on him, and the blinkers have been fitted. Okavango's got some sort of chance. Race 5, fillies and mares, 1,400 meters. I think Pastor's Prologue will run really well, number 2 for the Fanzel operation. Sign of Fate, 5. Devesh rode it last time, and it ran much, much better. I think he's a really good rider. Your favorite is 6, Gorgeous Girl. Won her last two, but I think this might be a bridge too far. And then 9, Happy Fortune, and 10, All the Boys I've Loved. Both come into the picture and wouldn't be left out of anything. Race 6, Class 4, 2,000 meters. Style of the Future, Fareed jumps on for Kotzen. When this combination gets together, be careful. Should go really well here. Serpentine Fire has run well and expect improvement. Looks cherry ripe for a race like this. Fast and Free got a 3-point penalty for running second last time. I thought that was harsh. Still gets a claimer, but on that form, going to find some. Cassandra, look for the jockey to improve that one. And then I would put in Jazz Festival from the very informed Dixon Yard. Race 7, the 1900. My July fancy is running here, regulation. I think this is the right horse for the July. I think the way the weights have been framed now, I think this horse is a big price at 16-1. I've taken a couple of doubles and trebles into him. If he wins, he's going to shorten, and I think this is a good race for him. Trust, this is a big test for the three-year-old. Go carry level weights with regulation. I think that regulation's absolutely the right horse. I'm going to banker it and everything. Race 8, B Stakes, 1,000 meters, plus 4, ran much better last time, and Yeni sticks with it, so that will go well. That's number 2. Ndweli Wenati certainly got a chance, and the blinkers have been fitted again. He ran a great race behind Good Traveler with the blinkers on, and that was on the poly. I think this horse will go well. Miss World, I think it's sharp for her, 1,000 meters. I know she's a favorite, joint favorite in the race. I'm just sticking with those. Race 9, we go to the poly, class 4, 1,200 meters. The Mask is your favorite and certainly loves the poly and a lot to like about this horse. But I think Red Bomber's the right one here. Ran on last time, This looks like a perfect race for Red Bomber, difficult to beat. Of the others, Charlie Crocker might improve. Race 10, class 3, 1400 meters. Got to go, Eddie's got form. Safe Travel, number 2, third run after rest, looks like an improver. But I'm going to the Kotsen team. They've got Forion and Malfarte, but I think the better of the two is 6, Rollo the Viking. That's the one I'm going for. But I think 9, What a Fortune, is a huge runner here. This goes on the poly. He's the right horse. Ha La La, come back from a break, and this looks like a sighter to me. I wouldn't have thought that he's the right one here. From me, James Goodman, signing off for Interbet.